oh yes, these boostagrams, these streaming sets, this ability to just roll up at a meetup at a bar and have a full merchant payment service and bank account. Haha. Think about that. In your pocket. Everywhere I go, in my pocket, I have a merchant payment service, which is always open, right? It's not like 8 to 5. It's just always opened. I don't have to wait for clearing. It's just mine. Once they scan an invoice, Lightning sends it right to my house. Bing. Very quickly. Very immediamente. Bank and payment processor. I can also buy shit if I need to. Via the same mechanism. And I can carry it around. It's hard to overstate. And I've been accused of such, but I don't really think it's possible. I don't really think it's possible. I know there are a lot of people out there who want to say, oh, you know, I feel much more calm and it just reduces my overall stress levels to have my nut sitting on some other fucker's machine. I like to keep my shit over there on Cash App because I can sleep better at night. I can't relate.
Not me. Yeah.
You know, people I greatly respect say shit like that sometimes. And I just can't relate. That's all. That's all. Who put this thing together? Me. Who do I trust? Me.
Yeah. BYOB, be your own bank.
Who's the big target? Cash App. Who's the big target? These fuckers.
Yeah.
Who is ripe with corruption? The bigger you are, the more ripe with corruption you are. That's all. That's all. So you can opt out of all of that and do your own thing. And wow, yeah. Oh, it's scary because it requires trusting yourself. You know, pulling out into traffic requires trusting yourself. Waking up and getting your ass out of bed every day requires trusting yourself. So you're going to have to trust yourself. You might as well trust yourself with your money, too. Because who else are you going to trust with your money? It's a very touchy thing, your money. Very touchy thing. And it's not like it's exceedingly difficult. You don't need a computer science degree, as we've recently proven yet again. And we're so ecstatic to have Sir TJ noted up now. The Dorfelverse has their own node.
Epic.
Receiving value for the Into the Dorfelverse podcast, which you should definitely check out if you haven't yet. And that's another value add that we don't often talk about. But if you're a node runner and you have some liquidity, meaning you have on-chain Bitcoin that's just kind of sitting around, you could always open a channel to one of these fine podcasts around, including now the Dorfelverse. If you just search Dorfels on any of the node explorers, my main two go-tos are either 1ml.com, that's the number one, letter ml.com, or amboss.space. You can search for that Dorfel node. And that will give you all the information that you need to actually connect a new channel to that node. And that's Doerfels. He's on a start 9. So it's Dorfels underscore start 9. But if you just search Dorfels, it'll come right up. And it'll give you that information that you need to connect and make a new channel. That's another way to provide value without actually committing any of your own funds. And, you know, you don't, like, lose any money. You just lock up. It's I call it like opening up a bar tab or sort of like opening up a line of credit, you know. You say, all right, well, I've got, like, I did a 2 million sat channel, for instance. So I said, okay, these 2 million sats, I'm going to say, are now up on the Lightning Network, pointed at the Dorfel node. And that way, anybody connected on the entire Lightning Network, whether they're boosting through one of the podcast apps like Podverse or even from their own node on Boost CLI, or whether just trying to send a payment directly, they can now reach that node through my node. And so I'm providing this bridge of inbound liquidity. We've also confirmed something that I've been saying for quite a long time, but I just never had like a firm proof of concept of, yes, I've done this. I've stuck my flag in the ground and done it. We have said often that you don't need a single sat in order to start up a node and receive funds, receive boostagrams. You, that's an often repeated misconception that the first thing you need to do once you build a node is you got to get a bunch of Bitcoin together. You have to have like at least 1 million sats, and then you send that to your node, and then you have to open a channel to somebody. And this is not true, actually. If your prime directive or your main reason for starting up a node is to receive value, then that ain't going to even help you anyway. If you get a bunch of Bitcoin on your node and then open a channel to somebody else, you're not going to be able to receive a single sat. Whoops. Bad advice. Quite common. But you can, with zero sats to your name, spin up a node and then ask some other people to open channels to you. So it's a directional thing, this liquidity, right? You can have inbound or outbound liquidity on channels. And if you're just trying to receive, then without a single sat, somebody else can open a channel to your node, and then you're able to receive the balance of that channel, potentially. And we've proven that with TJ's node. So he didn't start with any sats at all. I was the first channel open to him, and then once that channel cleared and was confirmed, boom, he's online, he's able to receive sats.
Nice.
Simple as that.
Wow. Yep. There you go.
Simple as that. So anybody that told you you need a bunch of money to invest and start up on the Bitcoin side of things is just misinformed, which is, you know, it's understandable. We're wicked early in all this, and it's not really that great documented out there.
And we also live in a time of information wars.
That's right. Yeah. People are trying to tell you the wrong thing for a multitude of reasons. Most of it is just because they heard it somewhere and they didn't really know what they were hearing, and so they're just repeating something that they kind of heard and don't understand. Others will spread malicious information. They're telling you the wrong thing on purpose. Others are just FUDing out, where it's like, oh, this is too hard and it's too scary. It's too hard and it's too scary. You'll never be able to do it. That's a false message. And I push back every time I see it, anywhere I see it. The idea that it's too scary or too difficult is absurd. It is absurd of a state. It's an absurd statement. It's not too hard. It's not too difficult. If you can turn a computer on and install software, then you're good. That's all you really need to do. That's what building a node is. And it's kind of hard because of this weird language. Like, what the fuck is a node? You know, you sound like you're soldering some silicon chips together and, you know, doing some weird, crazy, like, mad scientist nerd shit in your garage. It's just turning a computer on and installing a certain program onto it, plugging a hard drive into it. That's the extent of it, my man. Choosing your password, you know? Like, this pretty much the same shit that you have to do for all these custodial solutions, right? You got to set up an account and pick a good password, good strong password. You got to pick a good strong password. You might have to write down some backup phrases, you know? Can you write 12 words down? It's not hard words, man. They're like 7 letters or less. They're little words. They're little words. So, you know, it's just the unfamiliarity of it. We haven't done this. It's not something we regularly do. It's not something that our friends or our parents do. It's not something we grew up around. So it is, that's why we use that metaphor, get in the car and drive, because until you do it, none of this means shit. None of what I'm saying means anything. You're going to just be saying like, nah, it sounds hard though. Like, I've got no experience. I don't even have secondhand experience of that. So it really sounds difficult. And turns out, like the lessons that you'll learn about Bitcoin and how all the things work will come gradually over time, but they'll never come until you get into the game and actually start pulling things up and looking at it and seeing it working for yourself. You know, it's like, there's nothing that I can say that's going to make it click for you. You gotta have to actually use it yourself, get your hands on it. So
get in the car and drive.
Raffle T in the chat saying, I wondered how cool having a node would really be, and I gotta say it's hardly been a week and I love it. Other than waiting for stuff to load and sync, maybe took 3 hours to set up, and I didn't do it in one sitting. It was spread out throughout the week. That's another beautiful thing about it, is like it kind of calms you down in terms of software anxiety. I used to be this guy who had to like watch the fucking progress bar the whole time and really drive myself crazy. But patience is key with a node. And the thing about it is, it's not like I'm hovering over it all the time. You actually, that's kind of detrimental, because you're going to spook yourself into like just making problem, making extra work for yourself, essentially, not ruining anything, but just making extra work for yourself. When you can just like get things going and the blockchain's syncing, then you just walk away. Just forget about it.
Yep.
Forget about it for a while. Come back. See if it's ready. See if it's not. See if things are hung up. And it's just a really nice way to learn about a lot of things that you would otherwise not be exposed to and learn. The way that tech and society in general is set up now is to make learning seem really scary and seem really difficult, when really, like, learning is a crucial part of our species.
Life. Yeah.
The difference.
Survival.
The difference between waking up in 30 years in full blown idiocracy mode versus waking up 30 years in a prosperous place with competent people. That's the difference, is like, do we learn and improve? Do we learn and improve, or do we just delegate that to some other fucking Silicon Valley companies that don't give a shit about you? Do we delegate that to the same people that, we know don't have our best interests at heart? I mean, for me, the choice is pretty obvious.
Yeah.
To take back control of everything that you possibly can. You know, there's only so much you can control in this life. So why not flex that control? It's not like you have a shitload of control in the current paradigm, but there is a lot that you can have that people just go, I feel more comfortable if, this nameless, faceless company is doing it for me because they're like insured and stuff, you know? So like when they get wrecked, I have this illusion that I'm going to be made whole. ask Gemini customers how that went.
Oof.
Ask Gemini customers how that went when they got fucking wrecked. They were last in line. They were last in line to be made whole. No, thank you. Well, thank you. I would rather protect my own neck, because I care about my neck. These guys don't care about your neck.
No.
So that was very heartening, very, very encouraging. We've done it again. And it just takes a little bit of bravery just to say, fuck it, I'll try it. I don't know what I'm getting into. I didn't either, you know. I know that it's easy to get intimidated and people just have the perception to go off of, right? But I didn't come into this thing knowing a single goddamn thing about how any of this worked. I've never heard of the Lightning Network until Podcasting 2.0 came along and told me to build a node, by the way. Remember those days?
Episode 4 days?
Remember those days? Those were good days.
Sphinx Tribe rocking days.
I thank God for those days, because they changed my life and gave me control over my money.
Yeah. And a rock-solid foundation.
It's a message you can never go wrong with, telling somebody that it's a great idea to build and run a node.
Agreed.
A
sovereign solution.
Yes. A Ring of Fire update. I know I fucking said it last week. Things circled around and got really dark again. So fees, the good news is that fees are still really low, really nice, really manageable. So I'm going to do my damnedest. I know it's the 4th of July, so it's going to stay really quiet. I don't expect a bunch of fee explosion activity in this next week. So be on the lookout for that, and no bullshit this time. Also, some updates from the KC Bitcoiners. I mentioned that we had a cool little meetup where I was able to bring some 3D printables and sell some wares. I've resolved to just bring stuff to have the option to sell it to people at every Bitcoin meetup from now on.
Solid.
I'm like kind of bamboozled that I haven't done it yet, you know, like,
yeah, fair.
It just should always be like, that's part of the thing, you know. I had this epiphany where I'm like, you know, I whine about showing up to the meetup and everybody's just sitting around talking about the same old shit about what won't scale and about who can't use layer one by what year and all this type of shit, right? The most uninteresting concepts you could ever think of. And I'm like, well, shit, you know, like going up to Augie's farm really changed my perspective of like, well, let's just do things. Let's just do things that require people using Bitcoin.
Lead by example.
Yeah. It's like I could complain about how things are, or I could change how things are. And dummy me. I don't know. It took me a little bit to wrap my brain around that.
Next thing you know, everyone will be building a node at a meetup.
That would be pretty sick. Pretty sick. I think that you and I have talked about making this new video of setting up a node.
Yeah.
I think that'll help because I'll just have a place to point to. And I think if we make something short and accessible where people will watch it and, you know, we can just have fun doing it.
Yes.
And people can watch it and go, wow, is that really all it actually is? You know, what, just sitting here talking about it in the abstract, I think is not as helpful as we could be. It's better than doing nothing for sure. And it's been kind of like this strategy that's evolved over time, but having this really visual, I think, really engaging walkthrough of like, oh, yeah, sit down and watch this video. We'll keep it under 10 minutes. And this is like everything that you have to do.
I think we gotta show them.
Yeah, I think that we can easily keep it under 10 minutes. Because there's not,
I agree.
There's not much you really actually need to know.
No.
You can go as deep as you want down that rabbit hole, but as far as what you just need to get started and get up online and receive payments, it's not that much. There's not that much. And then you can learn the rest of it as you go, which is beautiful. And like, then you've got the rest of your life to learn it, you know? Like, it's not this big rush. It's not this big crazy rush thing at that point. You just figure it out once you figure it out. And you don't have to hover over it and just like... People think it's like this second part-time job that you have to have once you run in a node, and it's not really true, you know, unless you're trying to be like one of the biggest routing nodes on the network.
Yeah.
But that's...
Which there's a place for that.
There's a place
like
for that,
see
but...
see another zero-fee routing pop
it,
up.
It would be cool, but, you know, it's like... people think it has to become that eventually. You know, we have this, like, industrial society mentality... Where we have to grow for the sake of growth.
No.
Which is like the same playbook a cancer cell has, really. Just like always be growing, only grow, just grow. Like, can you mature and plateau though? Like, just grow to like how big you need to be and then fucking feed your family from there.
Yeah.
And like have a enjoyable life.
And yeah, exactly. Organic growth only.
How do we get bigger and eat more fucking shit around us? Blah. Like, that's not, no. How about we get as big as we need to be and then we're there.
Yeah. You know?
And then we can continue to have a good time. It's called staying on track, man.
Yeah.
That's all. That's all. So that's what's been on my mind. I just got word there's gonna be a Casey Bitcoiners t-shirt design.
Ooh.
So I've signed myself up. If you want one, let me know.
I want one.
Bowlers if you're interested. We can procure them, but the purpose is to raise money for the upcoming Blocktoberfest.
In Sats, right?
That's right.
Good.
Where we're going to be having this kind of Bitcoin market that we have done a few times over the last few years. It's always a really cool thing to experience, to just be like hawking wares and purchasing stuff over Bitcoin with Lightning and just really putting it into practice. You know, everybody... talks about how the circular economy is going to change and revolutionize, you know, our world we'll be able to cut this weird value siphon thing that is going on in the current paradigm. But much fewer people are actually out there doing it. So that's what I love is the opportunity to do those kind of things. So, Casey Bitcoiners t-shirts. The next Bitcoin meetup's going to be a coffee one this Friday, 7:30 a.m. at the usual spot there. Take care in the crossroads. I'm going to try and make that one this time.
Cool.
So you have to remind me at the post-Homegrown Hits show.
Yeah.
That I need to go to bed at a reasonable hour. 7:30 a.m.
Yeah, and we'll have to drive home because we're going to be up north for 4th of July.
Oh, yeah, shit, that's right. I forgot it was the day after 4th of July. I might reconsider that, actually, now that I'm thinking about it.
Maybe next time.
Maybe next coffee meetup.
Yeah.
The logistics. Ah! I'll see. I'll play it by ear. The beers, though, I'll definitely be at 7-Eleven. That's a Thursday. So I'll be able to blast Homegrown Hits into their ear holes.
Sweet!
While I'm sitting there. And that will also be at the bar just like last week, the bar in Mission, Kansas.
Nice. Yeah, that's a solid spot.
You always get people. there was pretty much crickets in the headlines, which I think is just the 4th of July weekend type thing. Like, everything slows way down in terms of developers, for sure. They're like, oh, 4th of July, it comes in the middle of the week-ish kind of this week. So, like, let's just say screw this week. You know, let's cancel meetings. All that kind of stuff. Meetings, indeed, getting canceled left and right, which you'd love to see.
Yeah.
Less meetings.
Mm-hmm. Or emails. Just kidding.
let freedom ring. Cancel my fucking meetings. But yes, that's a wrap on that.
All right.
We now conclude our scheduled broadcasts for today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to be with us again tomorrow. Good night.